What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
A huge explosion at an illegal gas filling plant on Jakes Road off Mountain View Avenue in St. Andrew on October 16 left four persons critically injured, including two children, one person dying at the scene, two subsequently succumbing to their injuries in hospital, several properties severely damaged, and numerous persons homeless. The incident has sparked discussions and pronouncements for more stringent penalties under the Petroleum and the Fire Brigade Acts. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
Minister of Energy, Science and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the country's Petroleum Act will be amended to facilitate harsher penalties and increased fines for persons who breach the country's laws pertaining to the petroleum industry. Dr. Wheatley says the Petroleum Inspectorate that is being established will have an investigative function that will work with the police to clamp down on illegal activities.
Urge the public to cooperate with the police as they carry out their investigations, and for them to recognize that by not telling what they know, they are endangering their lives and those in the surrounding communities.
The statement follows the unfortunate incident on Jakes Avenue in Kingston on October 16. An unlicensed liquefied petroleum gas LPG filling plant in the area was the scene of scattered 25 and 100-pound cylinders at two 1,000-pound capacity cylinders. It took a 25-member firefighter crew, two units from York Park and Halfway Tree to contain the fire which resulted from the explosion.
One of the concerns that we have to this, the illegal gas, where almost every corner shop you go, you see a number of cylinders stored, and they're not stored in a safe way, which pose a great risk to life and property. Also, there are cars that are being fueled by LPG tanks in Jamaica. And when we respond to these, like a motor vehicle accident or a fire, we don't even know what kind of fuel source the car has anymore.
Assistant Commissioner Jamaica Fire Brigade Sean Martin. LPG is considered to be a more potent fuel source than gasoline.
LPG would have been more dangerous in terms of when it boils down to an explosion, because one vapor of the liquid produces 270 vapors itself. So it means it have an expansion ratio of 1 to 270. So when you have a liter of LPG liquid, it produces 270 liters of gases. So you can see the expansion ratio is really great.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, estimates damages at $38 million with a risk estimate of $48 million. Outside of this incident, between January 2004 to September 2016, 307 lives were lost to fires that could have been avoided. During the same period, 939 civilians were injured with varying levels of burns from fires. The Fire Prevention Department is currently looking at the JFB Act to make amendments for effective fire prevention. The agency is going a step further by signing a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF to strengthen the forensic and investigative capabilities of firefighters. Under the agreement, training will be provided to more firefighters, allowing them to determine the cause of fires more readily.
If you don't know what are causing the fire, how can you actually prevent them? That is why we are moving to actually strengthening the investigative arm of the fire brigade, so we can actually do that investigation alongside the police and the forensic lab.
Assistant Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, Sean Martin. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time for the existing modus operandi for firefighters when they respond to fires and proposed amendments under the Fire Brigade legislation on another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with student engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.